You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. You can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today, we're going to talk about a concern that we see happening time and time again with folks coming into our office for the first time. They always let us know how they've kind of pushed back the goalposts on many things in their retirement. So it could be things like pushing back the goalposts on savings. Yeah, I'll get to that eventually, and they never do. Or it could be pushing the goalposts on getting money to work, or maybe taking less risk. Hey, I'll start taking less risk next year, and then you never get to it. You have good intentions, but the goalposts just keep getting pushed back and back further and further away from where you originally planned on. And that could be even moving the goalposts on when you're going to retire. So these are important aspects. From an estate planning standpoint, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus as well. And he's going to talk about moving the goalposts on building an estate plan, as well as how do I know, or how do you know if your estate plan is current, up to date with all the changes being made? Do you need to make some adjustments to your estate plan? Or if you haven't done one, that's another thing that people move the goalposts on, because who likes to plan their demise? You know, I understand that. So one of the stories we're going to share, I'll tease it a little bit, but one of the stories we want to start talking about later in the show is how an example, and these we share a lot of examples, we try to keep them hypothetical, but this example back happened in 2007. We're going to share a story of someone who moved the goalposts back on taking less risk in their portfolio. We'll share what happened. We're going to share the end result, which wasn't as good as what it could have been, as well as what their lifestyle changes had to be as a result of pushing the goalposts further back. It wasn't a good story, but we'll share it. It ended kind of well, but it's something that could have easily been avoided if planned for. So sorry to take up that much time in the beginning, guys. Keith, Matt, welcome back. How you doing, Keith?
Good.
Great. You left us hanging last week.
I know. Where were you, man?
You know, busy appointments, that type of stuff. So yeah, thanks for filling in for me.
Mm-hmm. So Matt, we had talked also, we want to brag a little bit, and I hate, that sounds awful just to bring up like that, but we're really proud of a team award that we won. And if you can maybe shed a little bit of light on it, but I think we finished number 19 in U.S. Investment News, or not U.S., just Investment News Magazine, is mm-hmm. that what it is? And we finished 19 in our category of best places to work. And we were always told when we opened our doors in 2003 that if you have really good employees that are happy, that's going to create really happy clients, because you're going to have good employees that care about your clients.
Well, I think too, one of these, personally speaking, one of the more fulfilling things that we've done, you know, in all of our careers now is develop that. I think we've always had that team approach. I mean, clearly with all three of us here now, but really going that to the next sort of generation, if you will, or knowing that we couldn't possibly do everything that we do right now without one of the best teams behind us. And what better way of you know, make sure you do have the best team than treating them the right way.
Of course.
And you know, and that sort of award, you know, wouldn't have happened unless ideally we're doing things the right way.
Well, that's why I bring it up, because it's not really about us three. It's about the entire team here. And that's like we talk about. That's why when we have someone call for a meeting, we really ask a lot of questions before we set that meeting up to make sure it's the right fit. And just the same thing when someone comes into our office, before we're going to take on a client, we're going to have that conversation to make sure we're the right fit for them, because we know the time it takes to build a full plan. We know, and you know, anyone can build a cookie cutter plan that takes 5 minutes to throw together and you hit a button in your computer and it spits out all this information. What does that really mean? And so when we're building a client SHP retirement roadmap, which is what our clients have, we're not just looking at income. We're not just looking at investment planning. We're not just saying, hey, here's your check that comes in month after month. Although that's very important, we also look at things like estate planning, which we'll talk about upcoming in a segment with Keith McManus. We talk about the cost of healthcare and how to plan for that. And one of the most overlooked areas that probably we spend the most of our time in besides the investment area, Matt, would be tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
And so most people listening are saying, I don't remember having that conversation with my advisor about how to reduce taxes. Well, it takes it for us to be able to do that. Back to us, how we won that award with Investment News is really, is it Investment News? Why do I keep saying it wrong?
It's Investment News, yeah.
How we won the Best Place to Work award is because I think our team, it takes a whole team to do this type of planning.
Well, and we were talking about the goalposts too, like obviously making sure that people, we're talking about like moving those back and forth. I mean, I love the idea of the planning process because you have all those different variables. You know, you have people doing tax planning. Okay, well, let's not only where are your goalposts, but then also let's take a look at a bunch of different scenarios. Like what happens if taxes, you know, if there's nothing done over the next couple legislations, you know, with the current Trump tax code going to sunset after 2025. Well, we know right now that goalpost will be moving, right? Forget about your own individual goalpost for a moment. Think about that particular goalpost and what type of impact is that going to have on your overall situation? And so when we build out the plans to kind of go back to the investment news, I mean, everyone is sort of, you know, it's all hands on deck as we build those out for each individual. So that they know that we've thought about all those different scenarios, and that's one that's actually, as of right now, written in stone. So it should be being talked about, you know, no matter what happens.
Well, like you said, that goalpost is something that we know is going to be changing. So if we know the goalpost of tax planning or taxes in general of what we're going to have to pay is going to be moving back, then we know that it's going to be an issue in terms of if the goalposts get pushed back for taxes and we know that they're going to probably go up after 2025-26, then as planners, should we just ignore that or should we take action? And so that's where we want to make sure that everyone's on the same page here.
And to build on that, Derek, and also what Matt said, we do know the goalposts are moving and we do know the tax laws are changing. That is set in stone unless they're changed earlier. And that, like Matt always says, takes an act of Congress. I think the tax planning that we do for the families that we work with, what's really educational to them about that is what we do is we simply talk about the strategy or strategies that are available to them. And the neat part about what we're able to do is when they come in and we start to look at the planning and the plan that we've put together for them and we keep revisiting that plan, if there's tax strategies are available, we're able to model out those strategies ahead of time. So mm-hmm. Let's say there's two or three different strategies. Here's strategy 1, 2, and 3. And it shows that family if it's a positive impact for them or a negative impact for them. So then we know it's the right move or the wrong move, or do we need to tweak the move in order to hit it out of the park, I guess, if that makes sense.
And well, it does. A lot of folks out there, listen to this and you've pushed the goalposts back on and delayed doing certain things, whether it's retiring, whether it's taking a little bit less volatility in the market, whether it's looking at taxes as an opportunity to maybe reduce some taxes that you're paying while we have an opportunity between now and 2025. Maybe it could be just meeting with a financial advisor in general, or you've been meaning to get a second opinion to make sure what you're doing is accurate. Whatever it is, that's where we're here to help. So one of the ways, two ways to get educated. Number one, go to our website, very simple, shpfinancial.com. We have audiobooks. We have all kinds of really good literature on there about different parts of retirement planning as you're getting ready to make this jump eventually to retirement. If you're within especially 5-10 years away or already retired, you're going to either want to visit our website. Another way you can get to know us is by going to one of our workshops upcoming. So we have two workshops coming up, May 7th and May 9th. If you're on the North Shore, it's not too far from our Woburn office. It's Linfield. It's Davio's in Linfield. And so it's either one of the two nights, either May 7th or May 9th. When you come, we're going to give a speech. It's going to start with taxes, but it's really going to be an event where you can ask us questions on your situation. We'll share some stories and situations that we are used to dealing with from our planning process. And you're going to get, obviously, a really good dinner following our event. So to sign up for that event, go to shpworkshops.com. Again, there's not much space available. It's coming up very soon. shpworkshops.com, and we look forward to seeing you there. After the break, one of the things people push the goalposts back all the time on is estate planning. We're going to talk about how do we know if your estate plan is accurate and up to date with all the changing laws with attorney Keith McManus right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we asked the question before the break, and we want to ask you again, how do you know if your estate plan is up to date? And what does that actually mean? To bring up this conversation and continue this conversation, I'll bring Keith McManus on from McManus Estate Planning. How are you doing, Keith?
Really well, Derek. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us, as always. Basically, this topic is really important because week in, week out, for years, I don't know, 10, 15 years we've been on the radio, maybe not 15 years, but 10, we talk about the importance of having a roadmap. And we've tried to let everyone know the importance of a roadmap is looking at having a plan that covers all areas of retirement. The problem is, in my opinion, financial planning for clients is very underserved, meaning they get a pile of statements, they get, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, and that's their plan. But when you get close to retirement, even before, but especially when you're close or in retirement, having a plan that addresses so much more than just investments is crucial. Like, where is your income going to come from? Does that just show up in the mailbox every month? Or do you have to have a plan for that? How about taxes? Do you want to just keep on paying the same taxes with taxes probably going up? Or do you want to see if there's ways to address that? Healthcare. We know the cost of healthcare keeps going up, continues to go up. Long-term care. What's the plan there? And finally, everyone here is just talking about estate planning. What does that mean? And that's what we want to talk about today, because so many folks come into us. You'd be surprised. You wouldn't be surprised, Keith, because you see this as well, and have no... They'll have $2-3 million, right? And yeah. I'm going through getting to know them better and be like, all right, what's your estate plan? What's your will, healthcare proxy, power of attorney, trust? Like, what do you mean? We don't have any of that.
Oh.
And it's amazing to me. It's not like it's, and I understand why people get busy in life.
Yeah.
And they just kind of put things aside. But it's important to make sure you have not only an estate plan to have those documents in place, but also you have to make sure two things are set up. The estate plan as well as the financial side. So if you want to maybe explain what that means.
Absolutely, Derek. And this is something, as an estate planning attorney, I see this all the time. You could all but put money down that I'm going to see it every single week.
Yeah.
Clients will walk into the conference room, they'll sit down with me, and they'll say something like, Keith or Attorney McManus, or however they want to address me, they'll say, here's my estate plan, and I did it in 2011, or something like that. And they'll usually be pretty proud of it. They'll show it to me. It's a big stack of papers. And they'll push it across the table and say, is this still good? Is this still legal? You know, is this still a good estate plan? Now, to know what is required to answer that question, as you correctly said, there's two parts to it. One are the legal documents. That's obvious. We want to make sure that the documents are up to date. We want to make sure that they've got a trust-based estate plan as opposed to a will-based estate plan.
Sure.
And that everything's been documented and kept up to speed. Second, though, before we can answer the question as to whether any particular set of documents is okay, I can't answer that question unless I know, what are the financials? What are the assets? Is this a $500,000 estate? Is it a $5 million estate? Is it a $50 million estate? So just saying, here are the legal documents, won't give me the information I need to answer the question. I need to know, what assets are we looking to protect, and what are the goals of this client? Most of the time when someone does that, and I look at the documents, there's some things that I can immediately take away. Number one is we had a major change in the law in Massachusetts in 2012. Did you know that we have a brand new Massachusetts Uniform Probate Code and a brand new Massachusetts Uniform Trust Code? Those were signed in 2012. So if people come in and they say my estate documents were signed before 2012, they don't have this language in them. And they've missed out on a number of advantages that these new codes have given us. Secondly, if they're saying, here are my documents, it tells me that when they initially created this estate plan, the attorney or the financial advisors that helped them put this together may not have funded the trust, because the funding of the trust, connecting the assets to the trust, connecting the fuel to the engine, if you will, is such an important process that it really sticks in the minds of clients.
Yeah.
When they come through McManus Estate Planning, they know that funding the trust is a critical piece. And through SHP Financial, you guys are funding trusts left and right. You know exactly how to do it.
Well, it's part of our process.
Yeah.
And that's such a huge...
It's a given.
It's a given, exactly, because... But a lot of folks come in, they don't have that.
Right.
And it's not... We're not trying to say, you know, I can't believe you didn't do that. We're just trying to help you out and maybe see if it's time...
Exactly.
To get that checked out.
Right.
And because a lot of, if you have a trust, that's like having a car in the garage with an engine, but you have no gas in it. It's
right.
Not going to really, it looks nice. The paperwork looks nice, but you're not going to do much with it. Or if you have the, if you're not funding it, if you're not titling the trust, you need the gasoline, obviously, to go with the car, and then it runs off, then it runs great. And
right.
you enjoy it and it does what it's supposed to do. Where same thing, if you have a trust in the documents, and you tie in your financials to make sure beneficiaries are up to date, ownership has changed, whatever is appropriate for the trust that you have, then it works like it's supposed to.
Exactly. And I think another major point for people to hear is that not all trusts are the same. So just because you have a trust, or just because you have trusts, plural, and you move assets into it, that's not the end of the story. You still need to look at the financials and know, what is the size of this estate? How much can this trust actually absorb in taxes? And is the estate larger than that? You know, many trusts, when they're involving tax-based scenarios for people who have a taxable estate of over $1 million in Massachusetts, they'll create marital credit shelter trusts, which is a great first step, but it's only going to absorb a certain amount of tax.
Sure.
If their estate's larger than that, which it often is, as the years pass by, then we need to add additional layers on. So just having the foundational documents might only cure part of the problem, or might only just cure probate, which is a valid thing to cure, but there are so many other goals. Some people that are coming in, they've had additional children, they've had grandchildren since they've done it, they've had marriages, they've had divorces. There have been all kinds of different financial situations that can come to play, and all of that has to be factored into the estate plan. So we generally recommend to clients, review your estate plans every 2 to 3 years. At McManus Estate Plan, this is a fairly unique feature. We do not charge for phone calls and emails with clients.
Yep.
So we want that correspondence. We want to know what's going on. Has there been a change in health? Has there been a change in wealth? Has there been a change in your marital status? And has there been a change in the documents from a tax or legal perspective that we need to inform you of?
Well, a lot of times people listening, they say this might sound overwhelming with all the tax credits and the laws and whatnot. But the real reason we're bringing this to your attention is there's a lot of ways that we may be able to help you and your family beyond just managing your money in a portfolio. And that's where we start. We always start by building, depends actually. Sometimes we had a client where Keith, they came in a couple of years ago and Keith said, hey, you have a really important need. Before we get to help you on the financial side, you have a lot of like estate planning and trust planning that really needs to be put in place. So he had sent them to you first. They handled that, then came back to SHP, and then we built out their the rest of their plan when it comes to income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and then legacy. So if you're listening right now and you say, you might be listening and say, I have a trust that's doing well, I feel good about it, but I want a second opinion. Or you might be listening and saying, I don't even know what this is. It sounds like a lot of work, but I want to make sure I know my options and what they are in retirement, especially when it comes to estate planning. Because there are some important documents that everyone should really have. Regardless of where you are, don't feel like you're coming in underprepared. That's what we're here to do, is to help you walk through this process to see what is appropriate and what might not be appropriate for your particular situation. But to take advantage, you have to just give us a call. And we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Pick up the phone, call 800-227-7777. Just say you want to set up an estate planning review to make sure your estate is not only up to date, but that it's connected to your financial assets, your financials. Again, 800-227-7777, or you can book an appointment online at shpfinancial.com. Make sure you stay tuned for a story about Rob and Michelle on how them pushing the goalposts back on their situation made a lot of negative impact, or a big negative impact, on their overall retirement plan. We'll share after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or capecodestateplanning.com.
If you've recently had a change with employment or an employer or company ownership, your current 401k or pension plan could be affected. The professionals at SHP Financial can help guide you through these changes with your company savings and retirement plans. Call them today at 800-227-7777 to take control of your company's retirement plan. The number again is 800-227-7777. Changes within your current status could affect the fees you pay, have significant tax burdens, and save you money. Their team will design investment strategies to help protect and grow what you've saved in your corporate plan. If you're not 100% sure what your options are, call 800-227-7777 today. You work too hard to not know your options, your fees, and if you're maxing out the benefits. So call SHP Financial right now for a complimentary review. It only takes about an hour, but could add years to your retirement income. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So I was thinking back in how the three of us started this company back in 2003, and we all started in the business around 2001 and 2002. On the surface, I thought, that's not that long ago. That's almost 20 years ago.
Time flies.
I'm like, are we serious? Like, has that been that long? Like, I'm like, yeah, I was just in college in 2000, 2001, and that's when I graduated. You know, graduated. It wasn't that long ago. And I'm like, wait a minute. That was literally, people have been born and are in college now. since that happened. So it's kind of scary how time flies by. And I think it relates to this topic because so many people have good intentions of doing something, whether it's, hey, I'm going to start volunteering, I'm going to start going to church, I'm going to start getting my financial house in order. What we see, and it's just human nature, it's not like someone's a bad person because they do this. We all do it in certain areas of our lives. But we see people moving the goalposts back. Mm-hmm. Right, in their retirement plan, in their savings, which is another word almost for procrastination, I guess, right, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny you talk about like time flying, like two kind of, you know, quick stories. You know, one person I was sitting down with the other day and you know, they were sitting down, I think it was up in our Woburn office, and they're like, okay, you know, and they were about, you know, 62, 65, whatever that may be. And they were just saying like, oh, you know, how old are you? I'm like, oh, you know, 40. And, you know, talking about how with new technology, staying on top of it. But then I kind of said a quick line. I'm like, well, don't worry, I'm closer to 60 than I am 20. You know what I mean? And I don't know, I mean, you guys probably feel the same way about like 40, like, yeah, with those 20 years, like I am, like, maybe it's mentally too, because obviously I'm in the, you know, in the planning process here, but yeah, I'm 40 years old, but yeah, I'm absolutely, at least mindset wise, a lot closer to 60 than I am 20. Yeah, I'll tell you definitely. That much, right?
Yeah, it happens in your 30s, I think.
Right, exactly. And then the second thing, you know, this is in our Plymouth office, and you know, it was a husband and wife that had about a 10-year difference in their ages, you know, and so the husband was about 54, and the wife was about 43. But talking about how for one, the goalpost was a lot closer, you know, because the husband was older and say like, no, we have to start moving now, you know, we're retiring. And the 43-year-old wife was just like, well, no, I haven't really thought about it that much, you know, because we're asking questions that we normally do, like, okay, what do you want to do when you retire? When do you want to retire? Do you want to work in your retirement? Do you want to do a second career? You know, all those different things that kind of, you know, get us the why they save and why they do those things. So it's amazing how, you know, someone who's 5-7 years older says, no, we have to get going now. Where I said 5-7 years younger, it's like, no, I don't even want to think about that. Like, exactly. No, you need to start thinking sooner rather than later.
Well, given the fact that we've been in this, that we started this company, you know, 16, 17 years ago, we have experience. We've seen things, the good and the bad, from people that have shared different parts of their lives with us. And I feel like obviously all these stories are different and everyone's going to have a different end result. You know, these aren't all cookie cutter for every single person listening. But back in 2007, picture Rob and Michelle. And Rob and Michelle came to a workshop that we did. I believe it was in the Plymouth area, but I don't remember exactly, to be honest. And I remember they sat kind of towards the front. And afterwards, we just did a workshop on different planning. And the concept we're getting here, before I kind of take a step back, is we believe in order to have a successful retirement, we believe everyone needs the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which is designed to get you through retirement by building an income plan, an investment plan, a tax strategy, a healthcare plan, and an estate or legacy plan. Those are five areas that have to be addressed. But we don't want to start talking taxes, healthcare, legacy until we have our client's foundational plan built. And what I mean from foundation is having enough, how do we construct your assets to have enough income to last as long as you do, right? I mean, that's the core. Without income, Keith says this all the time, there's no
retirement.
There's no retirement. And so a lot of that has to be reducing some volatility as you get close to retirement. And this story is about how some people push the goalpost back on when they're going to start taking less risk in the market. Because that's important. We deal with most of our clients' money is in the market, but it has to be more conservative as time goes by, especially if you're relying on it for income. So Rob and Michelle, after the workshop, we talked a little bit, and they basically, the concept is we started talking about, like, they said, we just need a second opinion. Been with our advisor for about 15 years, but do you mind if we come in for a second opinion? And so hence they came in, and they came into our office, and as we're going through our initial meeting, they're having their cup of coffee, their cookies, their cinnamon buns. We did all that back then. This is going back, remember, this is 2007, so over 12 years ago. I start asking questions, and when I got down to it, the main concern for them were, number one, having enough money to last the rest of their lives, and number two, they had a few goals they wanted to do. They wanted to take trips to different parts of the world. I think Italy was one of them, and Switzerland was another one. But they also wanted to buy an RV. And a lot of our clients do this. They'll travel and they'll maybe buy an RV for a few years or rent an RV and see the different national parks and take a couple trips a year or one big trip a year for a few years until they hit all the national parks. That's a goal of a lot of folks out there. And I said, is this important to you? He said, yeah, I've been a contractor for many years. I'm super nervous about, I just want to make sure I have enough to last as long as we do. I said, how about you, Michelle? Same thing. She said, yes, you know, we've worked really hard. We've saved up $1.5 million. And if we just had like $50,000 to $60,000 a year coming in on top of Social Security, that's all we need. We're not, you know, fancy people. We need about $100,000 a year, and that should cover us. So I said, all right, we're going to do two things. We're going to run your portfolio through a risk analysis to see how much risk you're taking. Because I said, if you have $150,000, what's the most you could lose in a year, like without really being nervous? And they said, if I lost $100,000, I'd be okay. But if I lost more than that, that's going to be a big change to my life, you know, especially we're going to retire in a year. So going back and forth, we also did a fee analysis to see how much they were paying and the fees that they had. And then we start building an outline of how their income plan would look out. Where, when he retired, and they're both retired in one year from then, where is their income going to come from? Like, how are they going to survive? So I said, all right, we'll see you in a couple weeks, and we're going to start do this planning. What happens all the time, and you guys know this to this day, when folks come in for the first time and they tell us where they want to be, like, it's a simple question. How much could you lose just off the top of your head without being super nervous in a year? What ends up happening, Matt, more times than not?
They are always like, oh, I'm zero. Yeah. I don't want to lose a thing.
But what does a portfolio actually reveal 90% of the time?
At least a 25 to 30% loss.
So a lot of people say, the worst thing I can do is take a big loss. And then when we run their analysis, hey, if we have another big crash, you could lose a lot of money. So they came back in. Bottom line is, we said, listen, here's what's happening. If we have another big correction, you could lose about $500,000. And they were like, why would we ever do that? You know what I mean? But they also said, so we went through the whole plan. Everything made sense. But they had another advisor who they trusted for 15 years. They went back to, and would their advisor say, you know what? Market's a long-term game. You know, you can lose money, and we'll just keep sending you a paycheck. You'll be fine. You've saved up $1.5 million. You know, SHP is being a little too conservative. So they were nice enough, and we parted as friends. We did not move forward as clients. This is back in 2007. Remember, they had $1.5 million. 2009, we get a call. It's Rob and Michelle. Hey, can we come down for a meeting? Sure, it's been a while. Hopefully everything's okay. Remember what happened in 2008? Unfortunately, they had moved the goalposts back. They listened to their advisor, who said we were being a little too conservative for them. They pushed the goalposts back and said, we'll wait a couple years, and then we'll be more conservative. Remember, when the market's going down and you need to take money out of your portfolio at the same time, I don't care what story we're telling, that's a recipe for disaster. And so with them, they came back in and had $960,000. Remember, they had $1.5 million a year and a half, 2 years before that. And so unfortunately, when that happens, the income that we could have generated for them is a lot lower, right? Obviously, you can generate more off $1.5 million than you can on $960,000. And so what had to happen, they had to make adjustments to their lifestyle. The RV situation, how could they afford an RV? They just lost that much money. So they had to make adjustments. And I always tell, this is what, ever since then, I tell this Warren Buffett quote has been great. It's insane to risk what you have in order to obtain what you don't need, right? So they had if you have the ability where you've saved up enough, is it worth taking on extra risk to make another $100,000 when you can lose $500,000 or $600,000? And so I ask you, if you're listening right now and you say, hey, again, no one's going to work out exactly like Rob and Michelle did. Their situation's unique. By the way, they're still clients of ours, and he eventually was able to retire. But what could have been ended up being a lot different for them, right? And so if you're listening and you say, hey, I don't want to be like Rob and Michelle. I don't want to be in a situation where I push the goalpost too far back, the market takes a big hit, and here I am trying to reel out of the situation that I could have avoided altogether if I just took action. And so they did take action. They called. They came in for a meeting. We just didn't execute the plan with them based on their trust with their current advisor. So if you're listening and you're saying, hey, I want to make sure that's not me. I want to make sure that's not my situation. Don't procrastinate. Don't push the goal. If you're going to push the goalpost back on something, don't make it be adjusting your portfolio for your lifestyle or for when you're going to retire. Because as you can tell from that one story alone, that could be a big negative impact on the longevity of your retirement plan and being able to achieve the goals that you want. So when you call to book an appointment right now, call right now, you're going to get someone on the other end. It's going to take your information down. And then someone from our staff will call you within the next 24 to 48 hours to schedule it. When you come in, before you come in, we're going to send you a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, which takes you through our planning process in full detail. Then come in, have a cup of coffee with us. We'll get to know you better. And not all folks that come into our office, clearly from that story, are going to become clients. But for those of you who are a good fit, it could be a good fit where we can help you with throughout the rest of your lives. So don't procrastinate. Don't push the goalposts back. Take an opportunity. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Call now, 800-227-7000. 800-227-7777. One more time, 800-227-7777. Or you can book a meeting online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to continue this discussion. And during our market report, we're going to talk about how great the U.S. economy is. We'll discuss right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So we left last segment talking about how great the U.S. economy is, but you're probably wondering, what exactly do we mean by that? And this is our weekly market report, where we share different statistics about the market, about the economy, that we think will impact you, or maybe just some of it's just fun statistics on things that even this one, Matt, was a pretty interesting one. I think the listeners will find pretty neat to understand just how great our economy is in terms of GDP. And so without stealing the show too much, I'll let you take it from there.
Absolutely. I mean, we came across this report and I really wanted to share it because it's kind of interesting about how, just as a nice reminder of how strong of a country that we are in. And sometimes it's frustrating with all the politics and the divisiveness that's out there. But if you look through all of that, you still, even though there might be some people that disagree, you still have a relatively stable economy. I'm sorry, a stable democracy. Yeah, we have some issues here and there and things along those lines, but you have a labor market, you know, or a job market that people can leave jobs easily and get onto new jobs, or a very dynamic labor market. You have a stable, you know, democracy altogether. And so that translates. And then you have obviously the population and sort of just our overall drive to succeed and to grow the business. So a measure of this is what's called GDP, or gross domestic product. I think a lot of people hear what GDP is, but I kind of want to explain what it is and then kind of show how, you know, the United States compares. But not just the United States, but then the states specifically, to kind of give you an idea of kind of how we stack up, just as states in the country, much less the United States as a whole. So what the GDP, or the gross domestic product, is, it's a calculation that includes things like personal consumer spending, business spending, government spending, imports, exports, things along those lines. And they express it as a comparison to the previous quarter or the year. So if quarter four 2018 GDP of a country is up 2.2%, the economy of that country has grown by 2.2% over the third quarter. All right. So a couple of different milestones that we hit. Last year, in 2018, GDP was 2.9%, crossing $20.5 trillion. So you might think, like, all right, you know, Derek Keith, like, oh, 2.9 doesn't seem that much when China, like, getting 6% growth or whatever that may be. But then if you look under the surface, there's a whole lot more optimism and perspective that might show you. So number one, California is not only the largest state in the United States by GDP, but if it were a standalone country, it would rank as the fifth largest GDP in the whole wide world.
That's crazy. That's a stat that I was blown away with.
Yes.
Like, if you think about, like, all the Brexit talk in the United Kingdom, isn't, I believe, California alone, right?
Yep.
Is bigger from a GDP standpoint?
California is basically, based on GDP in millions, is about 2.9. This is 2018. And UK is 2.8.
That's crazy.
So yeah, so if California ever succeeded, we would have some, you know, we'd have a similar comparison, but that's just one state. And then the combined economic output of three economic states, California, Texas, and New York, are greater than the United Kingdom, Canada, and South Korea.
That's amazing.
So all those things, and three of our states beat those guys. And then this is the last thing I'll leave you with, and I'll give you a couple other funny kind of countries, and just for all of our geography lovers out there. The U.S. overall, the U.S. produced 24.3% of the world's GDP. This is in 2017. So we produced 24.3% of the world's GDP with only 4.3% of the population.
Crazy.
So 5% of us is producing.
That's because Keith spends so much money.
Yeah.
Thank you. Keith is responsible for a lot of that GDP.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that spike.
Yes,
I saw
that spike.
So yeah, so just to let you know, kind of funny things for all of our local guys. So Massachusetts, we're on the equivalent of Poland. So our GDP is equal to Poland. Where'd New Hampshire go? New Hampshire is equal to Ethiopia. Congratulations, New Hampshire. Connecticut is equal to Finland, and then where is Maine is equal to Bulgaria. So, congratulations to all those, all the residents right there. But so again, we can all go home knowing that Massachusetts produced just as much as Poland.
It's amazing though. You think
rest,
about,
like, rest well tonight.
When you think about the issues in Brexit and all these different areas, how it's not a good thing for the economy. But when you compare that to our country or the U.S., especially if you have like California is bigger than that GDP, just straight comparison head to head.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what just, you know, have pride in what we do, have pride, you know, have a lot of patriotism there, because blue, red doesn't matter. As a country, our economics, how we've structured things clearly is succeeding.
And even with that being said, you still want to stay diversified. You still look good to have the international mix in your portfolio.
Right.
But one of the things, like I said, we talk, if you want to get on this weekly market report, I know a lot of you have signed up. For those of you who are not signed up, we send the weekly list out, or not a list, a weekly email every Tuesday morning on different topics of the market. And this one was on the GDP. It was kind of a fun and interesting type article on different comparisons across the world and different GDPs. But every week's a different topic. So if you want to get on that list, there's no charge. Just go to shpfinancial.com, newsletter sign up. That's shpfinancial.com, and then go to newsletter sign up. And what I think the next step too, we would love to get to know you a little bit more. For those of you who haven't come sit down with us, we also have an event that we'd like you to sign up for. There's not a lot of space available because it's coming up very soon. It's actually May 7th and May 9th. So not a ton of time, but we have a few spots available. For those of you that are in the North Shore that want to start, you know, you don't want to push the goalpost back. You want to start taking action on things like, are there ways I can save tax-wise? It's going to be very tax-heavy at this workshop. We're going to answer your questions. What keeps you up at night? What keeps you from retiring? Is it having enough income? How to retire in different economies? Is it, you know, how to, you know, reduce volatility in your portfolio? Is it how to plan for healthcare? These are all questions. We literally poll the audience in the group at the event. Let you tell us what you want to talk about, and then one by one during that hour or so, we go through each topic. So it's very educational for folks listening that want to get their questions answered. But following that event, we're going to have, it's an hour of us, you know, answering your questions, and then about a half hour to an hour of enjoying a Davio's dinner, which is pretty darn good in its own right. So we have a few spaces available. If you want to go to, it's Davio's in Linfield, you can choose from two nights, May 7th, which is Tuesday, May 9th, which is Thursday. It starts at 6 p.m. To sign up, go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. Or if you say, you know what, I don't want to come into a meeting, I don't want to go to a workshop, what we're also doing now is virtual meetings, and that's been very successful. A lot of our clients, I don't know if it's, maybe they don't like looking at us face to face, but
that could be it.
We've had a really good success of having virtual meetings where our clients can call in. We can pull up all their information right in front of them on the screen, and we can have a video conference meeting. And some folks now, maybe this, if you don't want to come to the meeting or the workshop, you can sign up for a video conference or an initial meeting right in your own home. If you want to be in your pajamas, that's fine too. We won't see you. But to do that, you go to shpfinancial.com and you can request a meeting there. That's shpfinancial.com. We talked about a lot of important issues, especially the story of Rob and Michelle. And after the break, we're going to leave you with our top three areas of what we think were most important on today's show that hopefully you can apply to your own situation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Are you taking too many risks with your nest egg? Or missing out on growth opportunities because you're being too conservative? Not knowing the answer to this question might just be the single biggest issue keeping people from achieving their retirement goals. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder at SHP Financial. We have an easy solution to this problem. Go to shpfinancial.com and click on the link, What's Your Risk Number? It's free to use and has helped countless investors translate their feelings about risk into numbers that they can understand. Knowing your risk tolerance will help put you in a better position to make sound investment decisions based on strategy and not emotions. Go to shpfinancial.com today and use our risk assessment tool to help measure your risk tolerance. And while you're there, you can always sign up for your complimentary no-obligation review. Go to shpfinancial.com today or call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this show is all about moving goalposts too far back and how a lot of folks listening and all of us in general in different parts of life just kind of keep pushing the goalposts back a little bit further and further where, you know, whether it's pushing back how much you're going to save or pushing back when you're going to retire or pushing back that meeting with a financial professional, whatever it may be, it's a constant theme that happens out there. And we just wanted to address some of the risks of doing so. So with that being said, we each have our final takeaway for today's show. Matt, what was your number one takeaway?
Well, it's similar to the goalpost theme. It's just more about how quickly, and I think everyone realizes this, but just how quickly time flies. And, you know, so for example, when people are approaching retirement, I mean, usually it's a good practice to have, you know, at least two to anywhere from 5 years prior to retirement to, you know, if your goalpost is that retirement date, you know, 2 to 5 years, if not more, could potentially be you need to downshift, you know, and take on less risk, especially if you're not going to be moving, you know, the goalpost got to have to sort of align, mm-hmm. you know, or unless you have a whole lot in cash, you know, for example. So, I mean, time flies. And if you don't, you know, if you have this hard and fast, I'm retiring at this date, and you know it's going to come fast. Yeah. So you know, keep on saving, but at the same time, keep on adjusting. Get yourself ready, but just be, you know, again, be aware of how quickly time flies, and you know you don't want to get caught up that day. Be like, oh my goodness, I'm retiring in a month from now, and I haven't done anything.
Exactly.
That's just I couldn't imagine the stress involved with
hence
that.
Hence the name of our show, and hence the name of our process for our clients, the roadmap.
It's like, yeah,
if you're going to want to retire at this date, why not build a plan or a roadmap on how you're going to get to that point? And if you have a plan in place, maybe you can hit that. Whereas if you just have a idea in your mind that you want to get to that point and retire, and when it comes, you say, I haven't really planned yet, so I'm going to push the goalpost back. Next thing you know, you're 85 years old and still working, you know? Maybe not, but...
That was just it. You stole my thunder.
It's
knowing your goalposts, you know, whether it's... We talked a little bit earlier about the tax law changes, Social Security goalposts. There's certain times that you need to start addressing and looking at when to take it, how to take it. But just in general, you know... You know, it's funny because every year we do a show on New Year's resolutions, right? You know, maybe your goalpost in New Year's is losing weight. And then what happens, you know, 2 to 3 weeks later?
Yeah.
Well, the gym's packed for the first 2 weeks of January and mm-hmm. then no one's there, right?
Push the goalpost back to next December.
Exactly. So it's really about taking control of your situation, taking control of your retirement. This is your assets, folks. This is your money. This is your blood, sweat, and tears and hard work. You don't want to push the goalpost back, especially if you have the opportunity to succeed at that goalpost. Then make sure you have the plan to do it.
Well, we have a plan that covers all areas of retirement, but one of the things we see constantly is folks pushing the goalpost back on, hey, when I get closer to retirement, then I'll pull back the reins on my volatility. Then I'll make my portfolio more conservative. Unfortunately, this story might not apply to you, or it's different for everyone. We shared a story early on about Michelle and Rob, who came into our office in 2007. We let them know they had $1.5 million. We said, hey, don't push the goalposts back any further. Let's reduce this volatility. They didn't. They stayed with their advisor, who they had been with for 15 years, because they said, their advisor said, nope, they're being too conservative. Came back in 2 years later, went from $1.5 to $960,000. So imagine that. And a lot of people listening, for the right reasons, are saying, well, I don't want to be like Michelle and Rob. If we have another market hit, we want to make sure that we're going to be okay. So I guess as you're listening, are you confident that how your assets are positioned now, are they going to get you through the rest of your life? Do you know? Do you know how much you can take out? Wouldn't it make sense to put a plan around that so that you can hit this goalpost and not have to push it back because of failure to implement or failure to take action? So we just want to make sure, we want to offer you the opportunity to get that first opinion, or maybe it's a second opinion. And we can't take on every single person listening. We can't take on everyone that comes into our office. But for those, some of you that come in are a great fit, and you know it because you're listening, you've been working with us for maybe 12, 15, 16 years. But if you haven't taken action and you want to just learn about more about what we do and see if we can help, especially if we can build a plan to when you can retire and how long you can, making sure you can stay retired, how much you can live off of, that's what we're here to do. So pick up the phone right now. When you call and book a no-obligation review, we're going to get you a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, to give you some reading, light reading beforehand. And then when you come in for the meeting, we're going to share a cup of coffee, maybe some cookies or some nice muffins, and then really discuss your situation, get to know your goals. Maybe you work together, maybe we don't, but I'm confident that that hour will be valuable to you. So take action. Don't push the goalpost back on setting this meeting. The number to call is 800-227-7777. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So call now, 800-227-7777, or you can book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.